Welcome to Russell Southwood, the CEO of Balancing Act, a consultancy and research company focusing on telecoms, internet and broadcast in Africa. Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Sub-Saharan African countries have agreed on a 2015 digital television switchover. What does this mean?
As a consumer, you will either need to buy a decoder to allow the digital signals to be received by your television, or to buy a television set that is digitally enabled, and usually they will be described as a digital TV set. In some rare instances, you may need to buy a new television antenna for the roof as well, but for the majority of people, that won't be the case.
African media consumers are going to end up forking out for this then?
Somewhere between $50 and $100. What they will get for that, if they're lucky, is that they will get the same television as they had before, so it will seem rather strange to them. In the better countries, in content terms, like Tanzania, they may go from getting 5 to 10 channels free to air to having 40 to 50 channels, some of which will be free to air and some of which will be pay for.
So there's no guarantee they will actually get better content or more channels?
There isn't. The government really has to take a position that will encourage more channels and do that by licensing signal carriers who carry the broadcast channels of the existing broadcasters plus any new broadcasters. So the government really does have to encourage people to license new channels or the existing broadcasters to extend the channel offer that they make.
Will this improve television reception for African media consumers? For example, in rural areas, will digital be better than analog?
The main difference between analog and digital television is that right at the edge of the signal area for analog, you can sometimes see a television picture that looks like it's snowing. It has white, bobbly bits jumping around in it. And that's the signal sort of getting weaker and weaker at the edge. With digital TV, because of the way the signal works, this signal drops off immediately. So once you get to the edge, you don't see any kind of half picture. It simply disappears. Digital should be a better and clearer signal, both in terms of picture and in terms of sound.
Will African digital TV be compatible with other standards around the world?
There are several systems of television around the world, as there has been with analog. The two main ones that have been used in Africa have been DVB-T2, which is compatible with the European system and is about to be taken up in India, and the system that the Japanese invented, which the Brazilians took up and modified slightly, called ISDB-T, and that is being used by Botswana, and that is different from most of the other countries in Africa. So there are some, you know, different systems going to be there, but in the main, people are using DVB-T2 as a technical standard.
What about best practice currently? You've mentioned Botswana and also Tanzania.
Yes, it would seem to me that the digital transition requires countries to do quite a lot of things right and to do them right over a period of time. Very few African countries have got to the point where they have piloted digital TV, and even fewer have got to the point where they've launched it and had it in the market and have reached near to the end of transition. The most advanced one is Mauritius, which is very, very close to the point of completion. It's simply doing a survey at the moment to check whether there's anybody missing a digital signal amongst TV householders. You've had a circumstance in, say, Kenya, where the Kenyans went in with DVB-T as a technical standard, then decided to go to the next standard up, DVB-T2, and at the moment they haven't really managed to meet the deadline and they're struggling somewhat at the moment. So they're asking broadcasters to give consumers free digital set-top boxes to help that process along, and the broadcasters are not very keen on that. It's a complicated process. It requires you to communicate with TV consumers and tell them what is going on and make it clear, and that hasn't happened very successfully in countries in Africa thus far. What has tended to happen in a number of countries is there's a Chinese operator called Star Times, and it has come to an arrangement usually with the state broadcaster to start the process going. And sometimes that precedes actually having regulation, as happened in Nigeria and as happened in Ghana with another operator. So there is a lot of work to be done to meet that 2015 deadline. And I must say, as people who track the progress of countries to that deadline, we are somewhat doubtful that the majority of countries will meet it.
What happens if certain countries achieve the digital switchover and others don't?
I think unless they're neighbours to each other, it won't make a great deal of difference. But there is an issue to do with spillover of signal across borders. And what the ITU is saying is that if you don't meet the deadline, then we can't act helpfully to resolve those kinds of issues. I don't think there's any kind of major, you know, the sky is not going to fall in if somebody doesn't meet the deadline. But increasingly, televisions sold will be digital televisions, televisions programs made in the developed countries that are sold into Africa will be digital. So there's a whole set of processes which will move somewhat faster than African government has moved in terms of the transition to digital television.
Thank you for joining us on the line, Russell Southwood, the CEO of Balancing Act, talking to us from London.
Thank you, Daniel.